So what's the secret to selling and negotiating without actually selling or being hypey?
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
I've talked about this subject a lot because so many people are afraid to sell. So many people feel if you build it, they will come. Like the movie Field of Dreams. If you just build a great product, write an amazing book, have great real estate to sell, whatever it is, people will find you. And the fact of the matter is they won't. They're the outliers. When you hear somebody invents something and it goes viral, there takes a million other inventions to get that one. The rest of successful companies know that they must obsess and get great at marketing and selling. So I've talked about this topic before, but I want to talk about one thing specific that'll take away a lot of the mystery, take away a lot of the fear, take away a lot of the misconception about selling. Yes, there are some sleazy salespeople out there. Yes, there are pushy salespeople out there. Yes, there's people who get on the phone and make you feel uncomfortable about sales. But think of when you were sold to in the most elegant way. Think of when you were sold to and you appreciated it. Think of when you were sold to and you couldn't wait to give the money. Do you know what those people or those salespeople had in common? And I want you to write this down. I want you to think about it. People will buy from you when they feel understood, not when they understand you. Now, if you read Millionaire Success Habits, you know I talk about it in the chapter about marketing and sales. I talk about this because it's such a... If you just heard it now and go, oh, Dean, I was waiting for something bigger. No, that is it. Listen, if I came on here every week and just told you how great I am and the accomplishments I have and all the wonderful things and my private jets rides and my million-dollar houses and all that kind of stuff, you might be impressed by me. But would you really learn anything? And simultaneously, would you be engaged? Would you come back and follow or listen to me every single week? No. What I hope is that when you're listening to me, you go, wow, this guy gets me. He knows where I've been. He knows what I'm feeling. He knows where I'm sad. He knows where I'm anxious. Knows where I have desires, where I have goals. And I want you to feel understood because I know where you are. I've been broker than broke. I've made lots of money. I've lost it. I've come back. I've been sad. I've been happy. I've been stressed. I've been at the top of the mountain. So I hope you realize I've been at every level. So you feel, whether you realize or not, that you feel understood. And I hope so. But just think about in business. Here's a silly, stupid little analogy. You walk into a car dealership on a Saturday afternoon on a nice day. There'll be 5 or 10, 15 people waiting like sharks hovering for a wounded seal. And you walk in and it's one guy's turn or one girl's turn. It's her turn to come up. You go, hey, how you doing? Now, at that moment, the hair stands up in the back of your neck, right? Even if you're there to buy, you're just like, don't push me. And if you get one person, let's just say one guy comes up to you and says, hey, I just want to let you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. This is what I do. This car, this manufacturer is the best on the planet because XYZ. I've worked in other places. Me, I know what people want. I look at you and I can see that you're a single mom and you know, it'd be great for you to have a car that's a mix between an SUV, but a little sporty, right? Because you don't want to look like this mom. And he goes on, he goes, and I want to tell you why this car is so perfect for you. It's got great gas mileage or it's eco-friendly and goes on and on and on, showing his value, letting you know that he wants you to understand him, right? But what if you're not a single mom, you've never had kids and you're just single? And you just got out of a bad relationship and the hell with the four doors. You want a sports car that's hot and sexy and you want to go for it that way. What about that? What if that's who you are? You know why? Because that salesperson wanted you to understand him, didn't have to spend the time to make you feel understood. What if that same situation, the car salesman, it's the same Saturday. It's an awesome day. They're all waiting out like sharks, like sharks waiting for the wounded seal. And you pull up and another salesman comes up to you and says, hey, I know car shopping, not the most fun thing in the world, right? And then you got us standing against the wall and you're looking at us like, man, they're gonna pounce on me, right? I know that feeling, but I'm here to help. And before I share anything, I just love to know, what's your circumstance? Where are you in life? And is there any way I can help you? Who do you have immediate rapport with? Does that guy have to sell? Or does that guy listen? Hey, I just got a relationship. I don't want the four-door anymore. I want something sporty, but I can't go over my budget. He listens to all that and says, wow, I understand. You know, I remember when I was single, you know, before I married my wife. And man, I didn't want some boring old car. I wanted something that made me feel good about me. So yeah, I think I have the perfect car for you. Why don't we check out these two? Immediate rapport. That guy didn't sell. He wasn't the slick salesman. He could be wearing what I wear every day, a freaking t-shirt, no watch, nothing. Just that person let you feel, be understood. So when it comes to negotiating with your kids, if you just tell your kids, if you have children, if you just tell your kids, hey, dad went through this when you were a little, when I was little, this is the way it is. This is the way to fix it. Here's how to do it. Do it that way. Do your kids listen to you? No, because you want them to understand you because you know what's right, which you do, but they're not gonna listen to you because they don't feel understood. What if your kids tell you something and you go, wow, how'd that make you feel? And just shut your mouth. And they tell you everything. They tell you their feelings, their emotions. Then you can help ethically persuade them to go in the direction that would be the best for their life. Think of selling the same way. Think of negotiating the same way. Stop trying to make the other person see your side, how great you are, what your qualifications are. If you want to get a promotion at your job, don't think about all the things that I could say that I'm good at, I'm great, here's my resume. Don't vomit your resume on them. Rather say, hey, if you're looking to get a promotion, why not look at your superior and say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you this week. What's your two biggest stresses and worries in this job that maybe I could resolve for you? Maybe I could take some fear out of it, take some time out. Maybe I could spend some of my energy to solve those, or maybe it's my unique ability. It won't even be a worry for me. You want to see a difference in connection and bonding? You have to sell that person on you to go to the next level. Just solve their problems. Understand what they're facing. Let them feel understood and watch it change. When I see salespeople, especially today in Facebook and Instagram, everybody and their brother's trying to be a salesperson with all their pitches and million-dollar money machines and all that kind of stuff, and I watch the ones that I know won't make it. They studied too many sales trainings, and they're just trying to be hypey and pitchy and show their value. And then all of a sudden, every once in a while, I'll see somebody who's speaking from their heart, and they're just saying it like it is, and you watch and you go, wow, that person gets me. If I say that in my head, I'm like, there's another winner right there.
If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.